I'm on my way home after a night of Texas Hold'em poker. Paul O'Mahony here. Another fragment from my daily life. And do you know what? I got out of that game with a bit of money in my pocket. And at one stage, I thought I'd have nothing. I thought I'd be wiped out. But I won the last hand. I hadn't won anything all evening, and I won the last hand with three sixes. Oh, it's a bit of a relief. I'm glad I wasn't in the second last hand, in which there were three people in. One person won the hand with three tens, but they had gone all in. This will only be meaningful to somebody who has ever played poker. Anyway, their money was all gone. They would have lost everything. End of the day, they won, but there had been loads of other betting. They didn't get the whole pot, so the pot was split up. That's a pretty awful explanation, isn't it? I really should have taken a video of the hand. But we do this about six times a year. Four couples. My wife wasn't there. She was away. The big thing is egg sandwiches in the break and cake or some sort of homemade sweet stuff. Gin and tonic when you arrive. That's my favourite drink. And sweets on the table. Candies on the table throughout the game. We all put our money in the pot and take our chips, and we bet with chips. We don't play for a lot of money, but we do invest a lot in the game. Amazingly, it's only 11 o'clock at night. But it is a Sunday night. Definitely time to drive home. Now, Ireland is so mild, incredibly mild. There isn't a trace of a frost anywhere. Okay, let me see if I can talk to you while I'm driving along. Good to get home at a decent hour on a Sunday night. We don't usually play on a Sunday. We usually Friday or Saturday night, which means that we can play till at least until half past midnight. It's a game among friends. We only have one person in the group who's a bit of an expert, has played kind of a reasonable amount of money. Some semi-professional tournament once in his life, I think. There's lots of talk about rugby and Ireland versus Italy, match taking place in Italy later on in the year, I don't know when. Some of the others are going to that. But we have to fit the poker in around the rugby. And it isn't just Irish internationals. Two of the guys are very keen about goat rugby at every level. And I think they've coached young teams. Might still be doing it for all I know. I hate driving in the dark. I hate it. I remember a time when I used to like it, because you could see that there was something coming. Nowadays, I hate it. I don't have far to drive home. Oh, we also fix the next date for poker. For the very first time I can remember, we fixed a play on a Thursday evening in our house, sometime in December. I think we've been at it for about 7 or 8 years, and maybe even longer. As one does, great social occasions, or social experiences anyway, with friends who I don't see in between games of poker at all. But life carries on. You know your friends, you pick up where you left off, and you have friends like that. It's not quite like friends I had at school who I can pick up with in the same sort of way. But it really is. Is there anything wrong? Yes, but I'm going to miss you. Yeah, I didn't hit any car and no car hit me. Can we turn off this autumn sound? Well, you will notice a big improvement in your ease of listening. The other day I was talking about the fact that I was going to give a speech at Toastmasters. Well, I gave the speech today. And it was not a disaster. I was quite pleased with how it went. I went over time by, about 15 seconds, I think. Which would mean I'd be disqualified from the speech contest, which is on tomorrow. If you go over time, 5 to 7 minute speech, and if you go over, if you reach 7 minutes and 31 seconds, you're out, you're disqualified. And I've been disqualified a good few times in at club meetings even, by going over time. I'm always trying to say too much. I'm trying to squeeze the last bit of value out of the opportunity to not be interrupted. I'm not proud of myself. I can just sort of laugh at myself, I think. I should definitely be planning to make a speech that's 6 minutes long, and then there's a high probability that I could finish it by 7 minutes and 20 seconds. What would I do without Toastmasters? I'd have a big hole in my life. What would I do? That's a very good question. I think I might have to take up bridge. Some of the others were talking about being in a bridge club. That takes up quite a deal of time, I think. Well, I know some people who go to bridge 3 nights a week. What do you do during the day when you don't have to go out and earn your living, but you can't play golf? Well, I've no answer, but I do have curiosity. I see the moon above, and it's definitely time to stop talking before you disqualify me.